This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. I call today Sarah Connor Day. Remember from the Terminator with Sarah Connor? Is interacting with people and saying, you're all dead already. And here I am in Texas, recording this on a Saturday, February 15th, just out running some errands, interacting with people. And like you, I have knowledge that these people don't have about what's coming. And I'm thinking that about one out of every 10 people I see is going to be dead within, oh, who knows, 2 years or less, depending on what happens with this coronavirus. And I look at what people are doing and I just think oblivious. They're oblivious to what's coming. They really have no clue. And some people are out buying fashion clothes and purses and shoes. And what am I buying? I'm actually purchasing some components that I can modify to scale up very large commercial grade colloidal silver production so that I can provide that silver to people, both commercially and also on a nonprofit donation basis. I'm planning on creating a lot of colloidal silver for people, working on a mouth spray, a throat spray right now, pretty simple formula. But the issue with colloidal silver is you have to have very large surface area. So even if you apply enough electricity to it, you have to have large surface area between the two silver electrodes. So I actually purchased a custom-made 99.99% pure silver plates that are like 8 inches wide and 16 inches long. And they are, I don't know how many millimeters thick, pretty thick, like 3 millimeters, something like that. And so I'm actually building large-scale silver generators just from scratch, using 55-gallon drums of water, by the way, with built-in circulation. And I came up with a really fine micron filtration system of how to filter the water, because when you make colloidal silver, I know this is off topic. I'll get back on topic, but you just may be curious. When you make colloidal silver, you get some kind of particles, some silver chunks or agglomeration in the water, and you have to filter that out. So I figured out a way to filter that during the run. And so I'm scaling up really large scale colloidal silver. And I've already been sending some to some people I know who probably would not order it themselves, because I want people to have this. And I'm preparing to send large volumes to some of our own Natural News workers who are in our overseas offices, such as Taiwan. Apparently, it's kind of difficult to get colloidal silver in Taiwan. Taiwan's been doing a good job cracking down on this coronavirus so far. I think Taiwan's doing the best of any nation. But Taiwan probably can't keep this out of their cities. I used to live in Taipei. I know exactly what it's like. And it's high density population. Of course, the same is true in America. And you add into the mix, in America, you've got how many guns? 500 million guns, according to some estimates. And that's just counting my collection. No, that's half a billion guns across the nation. And who believes that you're going to have a quarantine control that is effective in a city like Los Angeles or Chicago or Detroit or wherever the gangs are? You know, think about gangland, downtown St. Louis, what have you, Washington, D.C., for that matter. You think you're going to have a quarantine control? Not a chance. Not a chance. The gangs already don't obey the police. They're not going to obey a bunch of CDC officials flashing some health badge. Give me a break. So you got a lot of guns. You got which is important for those of us who are trying to defend ourselves, by the way. But you also have guns in the hands of bad people, gangs, because, of course, gun control doesn't work. So the gangbangers have guns. And if you're going to have the CDC try to implement some kind of quarantine, first it's going to be voluntary, and then it'll be mandatory, i.e. medical martial law, is what's coming. Trust me, the gangbangers are not going to comply. And when you add in the illegal immigrants and just the criminal element in these cities, which are basically lawless right now, even on a good day, forget it. This is going to spread like wildfire through liberal cities. And it brings up a really good point. People haven't thought about this, but I got to tell you, I recorded a podcast about 6 months ago that said it was an answer to the whole demographic thing where liberals say, well, eventually we're going to win because all the rural Americans will be outnumbered by all of us in the cities, or the liberals, the Democrats, the illegal immigrants, all that, the Latinos who are having more babies than white people and so on. So eventually we will win, they said. Well, I recorded a podcast, which I deleted because I thought it was too, I thought the world wasn't ready to hear it. But in that podcast, which I'm ready to share now, I said, no, the world is one event away from Democrats suffering a disproportionate huge wave of mortality. And I specifically mentioned in that podcast, pandemics, grid down scenarios, food supply disruptions, civil war, all kinds of things, they will disproportionately affect Democrats because in the cities, it's about 80% Democrats. The conservatives and Trump supporters tend to live outside the cities in more rural America, or at least rural states that, you know, like Kansas and Iowa and Nebraska and so on, where people are more spread out and you don't have the super high density population centers like you have in the cities. Well, here we are now, fast forward 6 months later, we got this big pandemic. It's coming to America, according to the CDC. The WHO now admits they don't know what's going to happen. They have no clue. It's certainly not contained. China's been fudging the numbers. This thing has an R-naught value estimated as high as 6.6, according to a new study that was co-authored by one scientist out of the Los Alamos labs here in the United States. And he says, in the study, the conclusion is that the number of infections doubles every 2.3 days. Remember a podcast I did about 2 weeks ago that said the number of infections doubles about every 3.5 days? Yeah, turns out I was the optimist. Turns out it's every 2.3 days. Now, if you do the math on that, by the way, if you start with 100 infections today, 1 week later, how many do you have? And the answer is, well, over 800, because it doubles three times in the week, according to this research. So how do you control something that you have 100 infections today and then you have 800 a week later? You don't control it. You can't control it. All you can do is delay it. And that's what the CDC has said. They can just play a game of delaying it, maybe trying to slow the spread. That's it. That's all they can do. And every CDC official who's honest would tell you that. They already know that. This is game over. Humanity is going to be infected by some estimates, 60 to 70 to 80% of the world population. And if you have a death rate of 10%, that puts the total deaths, according to those estimates, at about 500 million globally. That's about 500 million people. So again, as I'm walking around society, I'm looking at a lot of dead people. It's not like Sixth Sense where I see dead people. No, I see people who are going to die and they are oblivious. And they will panic, and they don't have any preparedness supplies, and they don't have good health, and they've been taking flu shots, which makes their immune systems weak, and they don't realize that China manufactures 80% of the prescription drugs in the United States. So the U.S. is going to have a prescription drug supply chain collapse. The pharmacies are going to have supply chain problems. All the medical supplies are going to be in short supply. Food is already starting to run out on the commercial level. As we found out recently, as we were trying to purchase more food for our Ranger buckets, we got the last 5,000 pounds of organic millet available in North America for this year because of this. Lentils are starting to run short and so on because everybody's rejecting China now. They don't want even food from China, so they're buying up all the non-China supplies from Canada and Europe and Mexico and Central America, South America, and so on. So all of this is happening, and yet in society, people are oblivious. I was even thinking today, I saw a liquor store. I was like, should I jump in there and buy some more vodka so I can make some more medicine? And then I was remembering, no, we're actually buying vodka on a commercial basis, on a tax-free basis, to make herbal tinctures. And we're about to start that up. So we'll actually be getting essentially grain alcohol in 50-gallon drums without paying any taxes on it. That's interesting. How's that for going full prepper? What if we have 50-gallon drums of grain alcohol? But anyway, we need it for our herb manufacturing, and it's all legal and everything. You apply to the state of Texas, and then they give you permission. You actually pay them tax money, and then they rebate you back the tax money. That's how that works. But the taxes are insane on alcohol, as you might imagine. It's insane. I don't know. It's like $20 a gallon or something. But anyway, we're going to be stocking up on that to make our tinctures. We're buying up all the food we can. I'm scaling up massive commercial level colloidal silver operations. And here we are. Here we are in society. You and I and people like us, among the very few that have any clue what's coming. So I hope that you are taking this opportunity, this very limited window of foreknowledge, to stock up. You know, we could call this the Sarah Connor phenomenon, or the Cassandra complex, I guess it's called, where she knew the future, but she was cursed to live in a world where no one would believe her, right? Isn't that the Cassandra complex? So here we are. We are all Cassandra today, or we are all Sarah Connor today. Except, I guess the good news is, it's not going to kill everybody. It's not Skynet. It's a virus, and it's only going to kill 15 to 17% of the world population that gets infected, which in the worst case scenario is 500 million people. So I guess that means there's going to be billions of survivors, right? Look at the bright side. There'll be billions of survivors. So my job is to help you be among those, obviously, and to survive the economic and supply line disruptions that are coming. So get ready, because most people are not ready. They will cause you to have to struggle. They will cause problems for everybody else. It's the non-preppers, the anti-preppers, who are the real cause of disruptions in society, ultimately. So stay informed. Of course, read pandemic.news. That's pandemic.news. And hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I will be among the survivors. You will too, but a lot of people won't. And there's nothing we can do to help them. If they haven't listened by now, they're gone. Let's just face it, they're gone. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well, and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods, with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product, because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store, so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.